Let's think about the properties of solids again, considering their melting points, hardness, and conductivity. Recall that we discussed how different types of solids, like molecular, metallic, covalent network, and ionic solids, have unique features. Can you try to match the given properties with the characteristics of one of these types of solids? Think about what type of solid would typically have a very high melting point, be very hard, and have a non-conducting liquid form, and see if you can make a connection to the options provided.